Welcome to episode 98 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As we enter the final week leading up to Christmas, I often like to sit down and think about the year ahead, about the sort of imagery that I want to create and also what's going to be required to make it happen. Now, I recently purchased some walkie-talkies, and off the back of that, I thought it might be nice to share a few thoughts about the process of communication when on photo shoots. This kind of technology is all well and good, but of course, the process actually starts long before the camera is taken out of the bag. So, with a cup of tea in hand, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 98. So it's basically 1 week until Christmas now, and as is quite typical this time of year, I do try to sort of slow down as much as I can for the last week leading up to Christmas. Doesn't often happen because just when I start to relax or think that I've got time to get on and sort things out or do whatever, I'll get a call from a client who says, can I do a last minute shoot? And sometimes that can be right up until Christmas Eve. As you will know if you've listened to previous podcasts around Christmas time. But at the moment, as it stands, it looks as though this coming week, and as I record this, it is the Sunday before the Monday that the show goes out. So this coming week, I've got some time to actually sit down and think about things. I have a need to go and see my accountant later in the week, which is always very exciting, just to tie up some paperwork. But as I'm sat here today, and as I say, I believe Christmas Day it's a week on Tuesday. As I sit here, I'm starting to think about the new year, the whole year ahead, and obviously thinking about my diary and what shoots I've got booked in and what I've got to do at certain times after Christmas and so forth. But today I'm just thinking about the sort of shoots that I want to undertake, both with clients and for myself. And this kind of has been triggered that the topic for debate today, as it were, is the idea of communication and logistics whilst working on location. And this kind of has come about because obviously I'm thinking about the sort of shoots that I want to undertake. But also, if you looked on the Active Photographer Facebook page, and there's a link coming up at the end of the show, you will know that Father Christmas brought me an early Christmas present. Now, truth be told, I treated myself. It's a justifiable work expense. But what this was a pair of Motorola T8 walkie-talkies. Now, the whole idea of working on location is, I guess, that you have a great striking location or a location that's effective for the look of the pictures that you're aiming to produce. But it's not always a case of course that you are there with your subject and you are, I don't know, sort of 10 feet away or what have you. Sometimes you've got people coming down at the side of a hillside or you know, it could be people sort of on a mountain bike at the bottom of a hill or by a river, or it doesn't really matter. But the point being, when you're working on location, you have to have a good system for communication. Now, I'll come back to the walkie-talkies in a minute, but let's just get to the crux of what is key here. If you have poor communication whilst you're working, you're not going to get the best out of your subjects. Chances are this can affect your clients, their expectations, what they're expecting to get out of a shoot in terms of how their products come across. Say, for example, if I was shooting some pictures for a manufacturer of footwear, they want to be sure that their pictures are going to represent their products properly. So you have to make sure that your subjects know what is expected of them. Assistants, if there are any assistants, if they are creative directors or marketing people, whoever, everyone's got to be on the same level to know what's going on. Now, you will know that often I work on my own. There's just not a need for an assistant, or it might be a scenario whereby just the nature of the photography required means that actually it'll be me loading some gear into my camera bag, heading off up a track somewhere, or if it's an urban type of shoot, you know, that sort of thing, working quickly, working lightly, and the kit that I take reflects that. But what happens when you're not working at such close proximity? Now, one of the shoots from, I forget whether it was last year or whether it was early this year. A lot of you will remember it was a shoot essentially underground. It was in a disused railway tunnel. And of course, I'll put a link to the post in the show notes. And I wrote a fairly detailed behind the scenes of that. Now, on that occasion, I think I'm right in saying that the tunnel itself was 0.6 of a mile long, and half of it was converted into like a BMX ramp park, as it were. Now, when we shot one of the key pictures, we had 14 lights or thereabouts, variously dotted around down the length of this half of the tunnel, all wireless, of course. A lot of them were Nikon speed lights, and we had obviously a main light with the subject as a guy on a bike jumping up in the air. It was a motorbike, actually. And this, my whole thinking around this idea of communication, I'm always reminded of this because we were on that occasion, we are having to shout down the tunnel, and it was all light and everything, but we are having to shout to get people to move lights or to adjust lighting output or what have you, or if someone could, you know, if we wanted someone to go and grab another piece of kit from where we were storing it, you had to shout down. That person was in the middle of setting up the light, so they had to stop, and it went back and forth, and it kind of, you know, you had to repeat yourself a few times. And because it was underground in a cutting there, mobile phones are not ideal. They kind of, the signals don't really work. You think what it's like when you go into the underground, certainly in the UK. I'm not sure what it's like in other countries. But with that in mind, I thought, right, what are the shoots that I want to do this coming year? And because they're on a larger scale, and because I want to be taking in, on some occasions, I want to be taking in a wider view, or to get the drama of the scenery, say, for example, it is a hillside, or say it is, it'd be nice to shoot some stuff. I'd like to shoot some stuff on the water, actually, this year. Maybe from a kayak or what have you. If you are in the UK and you're on the South Coast and you are proficient in a kayak or a canoe, anything like that, please get in touch, because you never know, I might turn to you to be in some of my pictures. But on those occasions, it's not always feasible to shout across a long distance. So for this reason, I've got these walkie-talkies. Now, I only have a need, certainly to begin with, for a set of two. And these are, well, in fact, I've got them in front of me here. And if you hear this, there are two units, and they both sit in a cradle which plugs into the mains to be charged. And they have a little readout and what have you. I've got the box here, and just to give you some idea, they are, have I got the actual size? I mean, the handset, from the very base of the handset to the top of the antenna, which is only a couple of inches long, you're looking at, let's see, so 2, 4, 6, probably about 6 to 7 inches tall, and maybe 2 and a bit, 2.5 wide. And they're quite light, and they've got a rubberized grip around them, and they are sort of, I think, what's known as weatherproof, it says on the front here that it's weatherproof. That does not mean that they are waterproof. It does not mean that you can sort of submerge them in the water or what have you. But just looking at the key features that are on the front here, it says free calls, which of course makes sense because they're walkie-talkies. They don't rely on a network from a service provider. Easy to use, weatherproof, rechargeable battery pack, which is always important. There are 968 channel combinations, apparently, which is good because if you're on a location, say, so I was shooting at an event and other people were using similar technology, we don't want crossover with what they're saying and what I'm saying and what have you. There's also a handy little feature on here, which is an LED torch at the end, which is actually, having just shone it straight in my face, I can tell you it's very bright. And, you know, it's things like a lanyard, sort of a place to attach a lanyard and what have you. So there, just turn them on. You know, it's what you'd expect. You know, you can. I'm not obviously going to talk to myself, but, you know, it's the usual sort of thing. The range on them is meant to be very good for what they are, as long as you have to think about the terrain that you're working in. But I'll just turn those off because they've been charging. There's no need for them to be on. So yeah, I've been thinking about communications on location, and it won't be the case that these are always going to be used. But, you know, there is something to be said for having the right kit for the job in hand. And on those occasions where I want to be using this sort of technology to help me get the shots that are important, then, they're not expensive. I think they're about £70 for a set of two, which I think is pretty good value for money on the basis that they work like they should. And I've yet to try them out. I might put together a little video around Christmas, whether it's, I don't know if I'm going to have time this side of Christmas, maybe in the time just after Christmas, no promises, get someone else along and sort of do a little test for a video. But one of the things that this also brought to mind is I often talk about the need for inspiration. And looking at other photographers' work, looking at other artists' work, to keep yourself inspired so that when you are looking for these locations that you think, well, I've got the technology in place, the communication is going to be there to allow me to produce these pictures, it's good to see other photographers' work and what have you. And just one other thing before I move on to that, you know, if you are going to locations and it is an area that is either private land or it is there are certain authorities or people, bodies of people that you need to talk to, again, communication doesn't just start on location. It's all there's all the emails, phone calls, meetings beforehand. All these things are important. But that was just a little aside. But I was looking recently at a book here, which is, it features the work, it's by Tom Boal, B-O-L, as an American adventure sports photographer. I've only come across his work this year, and I will link to, certainly to him, and if I can find it, I will link to this book, because the photography is very good. Talks about editing your images and what have you, show some behind the scenes with the lighting setup and all this sort of thing. But when I'm thinking about next year, I'm looking at some of his photography, and okay, he's an American photographer, and I'm sure a lot of you will know of him, but you know, there is very clearly American settings. Obviously, you can see from sort of like the rocks in the background and what have you, that it is, whether it's in sort of Yosemite or what have you. But looking at his pictures is giving me ideas, and I'm thinking, okay, so now I have a way that I can say to my subjects, okay, I want you to, you see that hill or the crest of the hill or that rock sticking out there, I want you to stand there because with the sun coming down behind you, it'll be really nice silhouette or whatever it might be. So I'm now kind of, it's kind of a two-stage thing in a way, to now be thinking about, okay, I'm going to look at some inspiration, look at some specific locations around me, and then of course thinking about who I can get to be my subject, or who I want to be my subject, or which companies I want to work with. And it's a great book. It's including the index, you're looking at 275 pages, and then a page right at the back which just tells you about an online access, online pages about something. But again, really good to kind of to spend time this time of year. I've also got in front of me here my notebook, and you know, I a lot of you know I'm quite traditional in my approach with some things. You know, you have the one side of thing, which is all this technology and the cameras and the walkie-talkies and all this sort of thing. But, you know, I just like still to have a notebook which I can sit down with, as I have now. I have a cup of tea. I'm just going to have a sip, actually. Why not, eh? Yeah, so I can sit down with a cup of tea and a notebook and pen, and I can sketch out picture ideas. I'm just looking through this book I've got here. I've got sort of literally location snaps that I've taken that I've stuck in. I've got notes surrounding those and this, that and the other. So this whole idea of communication sort of on location starts with, even then, the initial idea for a shot, thinking about logistics. I mentioned just now that often I work alone. I don't always need an assistant. If you are going to work with an assistant or more than one assistant, there are two schools of thought, I suppose. And I'm kind of open to both, depending on the technicality of the shoot at hand, or the client that I'm working with. And often clients are very accommodating and what have you. So you either have an assistant who is technically very good, who maybe you've seen their portfolio, you know that they can produce photographs to such a technical level that you would know that if you say, that they use the same lighting setups, same flash guns, what have you could say to them, you know, knowing that, again, that they might be at the far end of a field or up a hillside or something, that you can say to them, "Oh, right, the key light, can you dial that down to sort of a 16th power or to a half power or whatever it might be," that they're not going to sort of fumble with the equipment and what have you. So the communication is fluid, it doesn't confuse anyone and what have you. That obviously is an ideal scenario. That it doesn't have to be people, obviously, you know, not professional photographers. You don't rope in always other professional photographers. But if they do have a good technical working knowledge of photography, that is always a good thing. The other way of looking at it is to go completely the other end of the spectrum, to someone maybe who is just looking for experience working with a photographer, seeing what it's about, or learning technique of varying types and levels, that they appreciate that the best way to learn is to work on location, real world experience. So I am very up for very much up for that sort of thing, and if I can involve people, then I always do try to. But as I say, it's a bit of a mishmash today of my thoughts, and it's very much a kind of, you know, as I record this, it's been it's the end of a busy week, and I'm starting to switch off a little bit because I'm looking forward to Christmas, frankly. But I just kind of wanted to, you know, because I'd put this picture up on Facebook, and actually what I'll do unless I have a change of heart, I will use the same picture in at the top of the show notes for this episode. But it generated a bit of conversation. It's generated conversation with other photographers and other people that use various forms of communication, like walkie-talkies and wireless and everything. In America, I've had chats with. So it just kind of, I thought it would be nice while that's fresh in my mind to put that out there. And as I say, I haven't used these yet. I can't tell you what they are like. They weren't sent to me for review. I actually bought these for myself and what have you. And it's been something I've actually been thinking about for a fair amount of time this year. And I've just come to the conclusion that if I buy them, I've got to use them. And in so thinking like that, it means that I've got to get on and arrange these shoots next year. So I think that's probably just about it for that. What more can I say? Communication is good. Communication is important. Oh, these walkie-talkies have a range, apparently, in ideal conditions, I guess, of 10 kilometres. Now, whether I see myself working at distances of 10 kilometres, I can't immediately think that I would. But you never know. That's the point. The technology is there to allow you to work, and then as opportunities crop up, it might be that I think, oh, do you know, I saw a picture in Tom Bowles' book, which is called Adventure Sports Photography, Creating Dramatic Images in Wild Places. And so there'll be a link in the show notes. So it might be that suddenly the light changes and you think, oh, you know, that reminds me of that picture that I saw in that book. And how was it that he shot that? So, you know, obviously you're not copying, but you're thinking, oh, okay, I really like that. How can I make the most of this situation? And knowing that everyone is switched on, everyone knows where they should be, what's expected, and all the rest of it, then, you know, these times in the year are good. I enjoy the chance to sit down and think about what I've got to do and to get inspired and to get excited about using new technology, because it's funny. I mean, I was... you may or may not know, I'm an only child. I was never bored. I was never lonely. If it was raining outside, I stayed indoors and read books or got my colouring pencils out or what have you. Or when it was nice, I was outdoors and doing sports and walking and all this sort of thing. But I always thought it'd be really nice to have a set of walkie-talkies. And even though I had sort of friends over the road, what have you, I never got some. So I suppose in some way, the fact that I can, you know, say, you know, so that I want to get walkie-talkies and it's not just because I can, that it is justified for business. I suppose in some ways, yes, that is true. But if I'm absolutely honest, I really actually quite like the idea that now I've now that I'm grown up, I've finally managed to get a pair of walkie-talkies for myself. I don't know. But yeah, lots of mixed thoughts today. Getting excited about Christmas, getting excited about the new year. If you've got any thoughts as ever to do with anything I've talked about, whether it's the T8 Motorolas or the book, Tom Bowles' book, or communications, whether it's everything, I've mentioned it before, anything from like model release forms or how you approach clients or how you come up with ideas, anything like that, of course, always feel free to get in touch. But I think just before my tea goes cold, I'm going to sign off, go back to my notebook, put a few sketches down, and look forward to relaxing for once my account stuff is all sorted out. Look forward to relaxing over Christmas and then start the productive process soon after. So on that note, I will leave it there. I really hope I do get the chance to put together a little video for you in the coming weeks. I know a lot of you are intrigued about the new toys that I recently bought. Now, a quick thanks to everyone who has suggested ideas for the 100th edition of the Active Photographer podcast, coming up shortly. But I am still open to ideas, and remember, you've not got too long now if you do want to get your thoughts sent my way. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.